and magnify him for that powerful word that came on revelation provoked faith, how to gain weight in your faith and experience the weight of glory. Celebrate Jesus, because God is changing your level already. God is changing your level already. Thank you, Father. Lord, thank you for the amazing word that has come our way today. The first segment, the second segment. And we thank you because they came from you. Now let what things you have passed to us produce proofs in everyone's life. May these great pictures guarantee the great future you have for every one of us. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name. Amen. Give the Lord a big hand, and please, you may be seated. It's been a very most loaded morning with lightnings of revelation coming our way by the ministry of the Holy Spirit. To him alone be all the glory. Very briefly this morning, in continuation of the series Wonders in the Word, part two, we'll be examining here some of the wonder genes in the Word of God. Remember yesterday we said that God's Word is loaded with wonder genes. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. Psalm 119 verse 18. God's Word is loaded with wonder genes, and when you are inoculated with them, you begin to manifest the wonders that they carry. When you take a glass of water and you ask a casual person, a non-chemistry person, they say, what is this, a water? And then you ask a chemist, man, that's not just water. It's a compound of hydrogen and oxygen in some percentages, because he has been given access to the content of that colorless liquid that is made up of this and this and in this proportion. That's what the Word of God is like. It's loaded with some stuff that when the Holy Ghost lets you into them, then you begin to experience the effect of those things in your life. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. The number one gene we look at is the quickening spirit. The flesh profits nothing. It is the spirit that quickeneth. The words I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life. That is life. Quickening spirit is one of the wonder genes in the Word of God. John 6:63. Life quickening spirit. God's Word contains life quickening genes. Remember, I said in the beginning was the Word, it was with God, and the Word was God. And the same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. And in him was life. Life. Come and say, there is life in the world. So God's Word carries life quickening genes. Life quickening genes. Life quickening genes. Someone sat down in our meeting, 1983, one of my precious sons in the Lord, and then the word was going, and he had been having, you know, blood in his feces for 6 solid years, and was already booked for a surgery. And in the course of the word, he felt a touch on his body and moved out to the restroom, and for the first time had his feces without blood. And that ended it there forever. Life quickening spirit in the word of God. A man was ridden with HIV/AIDS and came all the way from Cameroon and sat somewhere here. And in the course of the message, there was a vibration of his skin. The skin had grown green, and it was near his grave. But the quickening word penetrated the skin, and it was vibrating. It was an Holy Communion service, and then went out to do his check. Nobody was willing to check him because he was actually HIV personified. You could read it without being a doctor. He pressed them to carry out the test, and he was found HIV negative. I met him 2 years after, robust health, and now in ministry. Amen. Now, there is life quickening spirit in the world. My son in the Lord will remember that 1982, when I caught that fire on prosperity, I screamed, "Yay!" You know, it's that talks of something intoxicating. That was when poverty and poverty mentality died forever. There is life quickening spirit in the world. We're not just preaching. No. The words I've spoken to you, they are spirit and they are life with capacity to quicken your life. To bring back to life whatever is dying. To resurrect every dying aspect of your life. He said, "And the Spirit entered into me when he spake unto me, and he set me up upon my feet, and I heard him that speak with me." Ezekiel chapter 2 verse 2. It's a quickening spirit. That lady shared her testimony yesterday from Port Harcourt, and she was lying down with 2 kidneys packed up, and then heard on the screen, heard from the screen in her lying down state, that someone here has got her kidneys packed up, but it's being restored right now. And there was a surgeon. The word of the Lord that came brought a surgeon, and you saw her standing beautiful, gorgeous yesterday. Completely free, kidneys repackaged. Quickening spirit. There is someone here that dead and dying part of your life by this quickening spirit of the word, I command it back to life. Number 2, wonder gene. Before I leave that, when the Lord called me to ministry, and I said, "Now, Lord, who pays me?" And then God's word came. It came so strong that I could virtually picture my paychecks. I was 110% rested. There was no apprehension. There was no anxiety. It just, you know, they that believed have entered into rest. I'd never prayed, "Oh God, what to eat?" We've never prayed for food once in my house. I just saw my package settled in heaven. And I saw the terms of my appointment. And I said, "Wow, boy, it's over." One of the concerned senior brothers asked me, How much saving have you got? I said, nothing. If I have anything, I'll finish before I go, because he said, carry no purse nor scrip, and greet no man on the way. Your sustenance is not in the pocket of any man. I am responsible for your going. It was so strong, and lobby around no man's resources. For 30 years, not one man under heaven can say, I helped him. And I've said before, and I say with all sense of humility, there is not anybody gives me, I can't give myself. Now, quickening spirit. Never called a man on phone in my life. Can you help? Whether for ministry or for person. Never. Quickening. It quickens destiny. It's not all this kind of thing people are running around doing. Those who do know their God, they shall be strong and they shall do exploits. It's a brand new day for you. Every dying area of your life picks on new life now. No one will identify you as a beggar anymore in your life. September 4, 1987, I was in Sheraton. I came in here for a meeting with Foursquare Church, and then light broke out from heaven. I mean, when light comes and it strikes like lightning, it's like turning you bunker. I ran down from the room. Just I found that treasure. That was the day I saw the open heaven over this ministry. Man, we are not operating by the economy of this world. We are operating by a heavenly economy that I located September 4, 1987. Sweet. Sweeter than honey in the honeycomb. I saw the heavens open and I knew he showed me how to keep it open. And we have kept it open. We are just blessed. Kept it open. Life quickening spirit is in the word of God. Now, number two, God's word is medicinal. There are medicinal genes in the world. Medicinal genes in the world. Its drugs have no side effects. It's God's all-purpose drug for our total health. Attend to my word and give ear to my sayings, and let them not depart from your eyes. Keep them in the midst of your heart, for they shall be medicine to them. They shall be life to them that find it, and medicine to all their flesh. The King James Version say health. Other translation say medicine. God's word is medicine. With unlimited capacity to restore total health. God's word is medicinal with unlimited capacity to restore total health. He said, up to now, I've not gone to the toilet. You had the testimony. 8 years and going to the toilet 12 times or 8 times in the night. He said, I've not gone to the toilet. That devil was suspended, flushed out of the body by the medicinal power of the word of God. Job 33 and verse 21 to 25. The word says, his flesh is consumed away that it could not be seen, and his bones that were not seen stick out. Now, he said, yeah, his soul draweth nigh unto the grave, and his life to the destroyers. But if there were a messenger with him, glory to God. You know, just like in medical practice, you have some nurses, some paramedicals and all of that. You have doctors, then you have consultants, and then you have surgeons, and you have professors. That's the grace we are in administering the word of God. Amen. When a case gets tough, they say, call the consultant. When the consultant is struggling, they say, call the professor. And he carries his goggle. And he gives it any name he feels like. And then you're running. Amen. Glory to God. If there were a messenger with him, one among a thousand, who will show unto man his uprightness or his rights in God, then will God be merciful unto him and say, deliver him from going down to the pit. I have found a ransom. Then his flesh shall be fresher than a child. He shall return to the days of his youth. What does that mean? Medicinal power of the word for the restoration of your total health. His flesh shall become like that of a child. He will be restored back to the day of his youth. Many of you are unnecessarily aging. You are aging unnecessarily. You drag like an ancient of days. You don't have to. You don't have to. There is physical rejuvenational power in the world. He said, he said, I satisfy my mouth with good things, and so my days are renewed like the eagles. People who feed on the word, they get younger by the day.
Hallelujah.
Man, I was telling Jesus this morning at 3:15, Jesus, let me sleep. Let me sleep. Because there was a force from heaven unveiling some things to me. And I said, let me sleep, Jesus. I beg him. I said, let me sleep. You know, he slept. He said, I slept, but my heart wicked. It was the knock of my beloved on the door. Those who feed on the word, they have their days renewed like an eagle. Man, the truth is, I am stronger physically now than I was 30 years ago. So, Caleb's testimony is not Old Testament, it's current testament.
Yes, yes.
I still run 4 services on the road without leaving my seat. I have never found myself dosed in God's presence. Not once. No, I'm too young for that. In my place, it is characteristic of old people to be dosing when you are explaining your case. And when they wake up, they say, what did you say? He has slept 50% of the time when you are talking. And when he wakes up, he says, stop, what did you say now? You are too young to be dozing. You need divine energy.
Hallelujah.
He said, a man of knowledge increases strength. The more insight, the more divine energy you contact. Glory to God. God's word carries medicinal genes. He was speaking, and the power of God from his word was healing them. Luke 5:17. Medicinal genes are in the word. Number 3, God's word carries surgical genes. Come and say surgical. Now listen, because these are not things we find in any book yet. God's word carries surgical genes. He said, I am the Lord, I change not. And we saw the master surgeon showed up in Genesis chapter 2. You all remember the story? and caused a great sleep to come upon Adam. Verse 20 and 21. And opened up Adam and took a rib from him, and with that he made the woman, and brought her to Adam. He opened the flesh, removed the rib, closed it back, and switched it up, and they can't find the stitches. Master surgeon. There was no need for the cooperation. It was dead, and then Adam just jumped around, started dancing. This is the flesh of my flesh, and the blood. That somebody who has just gone through surgery now, come and say, Master surgeon. He said, I am the Lord that healeth thee. If your case is not curable, it must be repairable. So he goes through his own surgery to repair the damaged part of your body. You remember, God's word is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. He uses to pierce your body. And is able to go into the bones and the marrows. Master surgeon and the intents of the heart. Chapter 4, verse 12 of Hebrews. So God's word, this is surgical instrument for repairing your damaged part. Glory to God. So the woman that was bent over, and Jesus said, loose her and let her go. Woman, thou art loosed. Instant surgery took place in her spinal system. And she stood straight. For 18 years. In one moment, because his word is quick and powerful. There is somebody undergoing instant surgery now. Instant surgery now. That was a surgical operation testimony. In Luke chapter 13. God's word carries surgical genes. Surgical genes. We saw a number of blind people healed. That was surgery. There was one that was born without eyes. Eh? That was surgery. He just came into shh. Huh? I can see. Somebody's undergoing eye surgery now. God's word carries surgical genes. And number four, God's word carries creative genes. Come and say creative. Here is a case that has been dubbed incurable, and the damage is gone beyond repair, and so it has to be replaced. And to be replaced has to be created. God's word carries creative genes. Now, please understand what I'm saying. I'm talking about the healing genes in the world. There are three of them. So still number them number two. Number two, part one, it's medicinal. Part two is surgical. And part three is creative. They are all the healing coverage. Your health coverage in Christ. If it's considered incurable, it will be repairable. If it's considered irreparable, it will be replaceable. So whatever thing might be wrong with anybody here, by these three compound healing genes, come on now, these three compound total health restoration genes,
the medicinal, now the surgical, and then the creative. I declare you healed in the name of Jesus. Is somebody having fun right now? Are you enjoying what he carries? You don't need anything plus God to live a healthy life. He said, I am the Lord that healed thee. I am the Lord more than enough for your health needs. I am Jehovah Rapha. There is no one else next to me. So when you saw Jairus' daughter came to life, that is creative genius of the world. Don't be afraid, only believe. Mark 5:36. And Jesus said, I am the resurrection and the life, with unlimited creative capabilities. If you believe, you will see the glory of God. Lazarus, come forth. I think that was there. Came. That is the creative gene of the world. Come and say creative. Someone died in our church. A little child died in our church in Abuja years ago. And I got in there one night with one breakthrough night. And I was just to call him briefly. And I stood on the platform. Is there no balm in Gilead? And the arrows, the creative genes of the world, went through to the third floor of the children's department. And life searched back. This boy had died. This child had died about 1:30 p.m. The woman said, I'm not going anywhere. I learned this prophet is coming through this place today. And kept the dead child in the third room. And nobody mentioned one thing to me. So I wasn't addressing him. And I said, hey, tonight, is there no balm in Gilead? And immediately, now, you know, doctors in the hospital has confirmed him dead. Doctors in living faith have confirmed him dead. So he was properly dead. Amen. Sad. I mean, living faith pastors have confirmed him dead. The woman said he's not dead. And the power of God, the creative genes of the world, from Jeremiah 8 and verse 22, went forth and brought her back to life. They brought this child to me about 6 years after in my office here. So it wasn't just raised, he's still alive and well. Come and celebrate Jesus. When you find SS turned to AA, what is that? Creative miracle. Medically impossible. It, according to medical expertise, it is forever incurable. It is genetic or generic. Or both. But he flushes them out through his creative genes. And they go off. Some are here in this place today. They have been changed from SS to AA for 20 years. They are still solid. Whatever the Lord does, it shall be for. It's no makeup. It is you positioning yourself to maximize the benefits of the genes in the world. There are wonder genes in the world, and I see you partaking fully of these genes. Can I hear your loudest amen? Is somebody still blessed out here? Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, number three. We have peace genes. What do I call it? Peace genes. The word of God contains peace genes. When you live by the word, you are free from anxieties. free from anxieties. He said, grace and peace be multiplied to you through the knowledge of God and of our Lord Jesus Christ. 2 Peter chapter 1 verse 2. So the more insight, the more multiplied peace you enjoy. Man, I sleep like a baby. Because great peace have they whose mind is stayed on him, and nothing shall offend them. The deeper you are into the world, the more peaceful you live. The more peaceful you live. Nothing has kept me awake in my life like revelation. Nothing in this world. Nothing. Nothing in this world has kept me awake for the revelation of Jesus. Just hanging around him. I'm a peaceful stuff. Hyper peaceful. Hyper peaceful. Is part of the wonder genes in the world. God's word carries peace genes. When you feed on the word, you are building your peace capacity. You are building your peace capacity. You know, he said, labor therefore to enter into that rest. So you labor in the world to enter into a life of rest. A life of what?
Rest.
A life of rest. A life of rest. So the more restless you are, the more empty you are. I mean, word empty you are. And the more word loaded you are, the more restful you become. We have peace genes in the world. Come and say, I receive that. Say it loud, I receive that. The loudest you can, I receive that. As we round up this morning, and that's number four, the last point we're stopping. We have signs and wonders genes in the world. Come and say, signs and wonders. Signs and wonders change in the world. Signs and wonders change in the world. You know, Jesus is the living word. And the Bible said his name shall be called Wonderful. That is full of wonders. Wonderful. God's word is full of wonder genes. Wonder genes are loaded into the world. We are told in the last powerful teaching, we have toiled all night and we have caught nothing. Nevertheless, at thy word. And when they had this done, they enclosed great multitude of fishes. Ah, and their nets began to break. And they called on their friends, come help us. And they filled the two ship, and the boats began to sink. What's that? Wonder. Jesus said, give ye them to eat. They said, how are we going to get food here to give them? Ah, he himself knew what he would do. He knew the word to put to work. Father, I thank you. And plenty of food answered. God's word is loaded with wonder genes. Mary said to them, whatever he tells you to do, do it. Inside this world are wonder genes that will make the impossible happen. And so they came to be. God's word is loaded with wonder genes. Wonder genes. Wonder genes. Wonder genes. We had some very humbling testimonies. We've narrated some of them during this meeting. 43-year-old marriage, giving birth for the first time. Age of menopause, forget. It's gone. And baby boy, bouncing, strong. 2 Sundays ago. Last Sunday, 28-year-old marriage. Married 1983. First baby ever. Come and say Wonder James. God's word is loaded with Wonder James. Great things. Past finding out. Wonders without numbers. Job chapter 9 verse 10. That has been referred to time and again since we started. Wonders without numbers. That is unlimited wonders. With capacity to invade any aspect of your life. Any aspect of your life. This tabernacle could be built in 1 year. 1 year it was done. There's no ceremony about it. It's time to get the aircraft. Bam. Because God says so, wonder must respond. Whatever God says, wonders respond to confirm. Can I tell you this? Somebody's life is changing. So that book is not a storybook. It's a wonder book. It's a mystery book. That book is not a storybook. It's a mystery book. That book is not made up of letters. That book is made up of wonders. God's word carries wonder genes. Open down my eyes that I may behold wondrous things out of thy law. God's word carries wonder genes. God's word carries wonder genes. God's word carries wonder genes. A woman was barren for 18 years and came by 1981. And then I opened to her what I just got fresh from heaven in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 13 and 14. And you shall be blessed above all people, for there shall not be male nor female, barren among you, nor among your cattle. I said, do you believe? He said, I believe. And I could see faith on her face. That was it. A bouncing baby boy resulted. God's word is loaded with wonder genes. Can I tell you this? Nothing about you is permitted to be barren. No medical verdict under heaven provides allowance for any covenant child to be barren. Therefore, on the authority of the wonder genes in the word of God, I declare everyone under the sound of my voice around the nations of the world today that is looking unto God like Hannah at Shiloh, receive your miracle, babies! Receive your miracle, babies! That my French daughter came in here and was sharing her testimony in tongues. And the summary is that she came forth with a set of triplets after 6 years. After what? After 13 years. 19 years. Sorry. After 19 years. You know, I told you, when next they are speaking in another language, call the interpreter to come and interpret. Since you didn't hear, call the interpreter. Praise God. So they can, after 19 years, God said, okay, how many do you want? He said, three. Okay, have three. One, two, three. Now, hear this. Next Shiloh, someone will come here with four. That person is hearing my voice now. That person is taking delivery now. That person is having that right now. You believe it, shout amen. Please rise to your feet. Give the Lord a shout of glory. Give him a loud shout of glory. Come on, the loud shout of glory.
the louder shout of glory. Come on, shout glory.
Hallelujah. Lift up your two hands and just celebrate Jesus, magnify him and glorify him. Well, what a wonderful night, wonderful day, beautiful day. The one that James in the world is answering for you. The one that James in the world is answering for you. The health restoration James in the world is answering for you. You're walking out of every pain, every stress, every strain. The prophetic word is answering in your favor right now. As they went forth and preached everywhere, God also walking with them, confirming the word with signs following. Amen. Every word preached as given by the Holy Ghost commits God's integrity to perform. Maybe your case has gone beyond the curative realm, but must answer to the surgical realm. If it appears to have gone beyond the surgical realm, it will answer to the creative realm. But somebody somewhere here is getting healed right now. Somebody somewhere is getting healed right now. Very simply, everyone with eye defect, with ear defect, Jesus wants to heal you. He wants to restore your sight. He wants to restore your hearing. Somebody was there for 30 years, gave testimony last night. Somebody's testimony must happen right now. Somebody has a growth that will be surgically leveled out now. There's a growth on your body that's a concern and a threat to your life. On your neck, that goiter will not need these human doctors. The master surgeon is in the house. It will dissolve right now. By his quick surgical mystery, that growth deflates now. How many believe in the total health care delivery of the master surgeon? You believe in the ministry of the great physician? Thank you, Jesus. Just one moment, I'll pray over you. Everyone that wants to see his medicinal, his creative, his surgical and creative power in his life, just put your hands wherever it is, and I'll speak the word in one moment. And in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, your sight is declared restored. Your hearing is declared restored. That growth in your body is declared dissolved. In the name of Jesus. That growth on your neck is declared dissolved. That growth on your back is declared dissolved. In the name of Jesus, be healed of cancer. Be delivered from HIV/AIDS. Be set free from every discomfort. The master is in the house. Your case is settled right now. Lift up those hands to heaven and celebrate Jesus. It's done. 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 Come on, shout hallelujah, it's done. Shout hallelujah, it's done.